I just feel that God is saying this morning, the fact that you're standing here and you're in church this morning, you know, means that you're inside God's grace. And it's almost, I felt in a way that God's saying to me that, Paul, you've got another chance to make things right. Not like I've done a lot of wrong or whatever, but I just want to encourage you guys, you know, I just really feel there's so much freedom here this morning, and the fact that you're standing in God's grace because you are here. So meaning, in a sense, saying that God is giving you another chance. So I just really want to, is anybody with a heart, you know, that's feeling that not connecting with God this morning, and I just really feel God saying that His grace is here and you need to reach out to it.
Ons boek is dit 'n book cover en hulle sê altyd don't judge the book by its cover. Wat sal gebeur as ons nie 'n prentjie buitekant het nie? Wat as ek nie hierdie meisie was met hierdie gesig en so nie? Wat sou mense regtig gesien het in my? En dit sluit dit aan wat Mia laasweek gesê het, toe sy gedeel het van hoe bevoorreg ons regtig is in 'n kerk en so. Verstaan, dit is soos, hoe sal mense my sien as hulle net sien wat is in my boek geskryf, my lewe verhaal en hoe ek leef en hoe God dit skryf. Weet, wat is ek nie hierdie meisie was wat julle net sien nie, maar wat is my hart verhaal? Wat is dit wat ek regtig deel met God elke dag?
The Lord's Prayer, which says, as it
almal hier, as familie, dit is regtig moet, dit is nie soos, oh Mia was mooi met my vandag, of Cornelia, so ach, dit is nice kerk. Jy weet, ons moet uit die hart uit begin leef, ons regtig ons vraag vir God gedag, en regtig vir God regtig lief het. Maak nie saak hoe jy lyk, hoe jy vandag aangetrek het, hoe vriendelik jy met my was, verstaan hoe spontaan jy was, of wat, maar net soos regtig vir God lief het uit die hart.
I just feel that there is a river that as we sing, that river is going to wash over
verhaal is dit wat ons uitstraal na buitekant toe, en vir mense laat welkom voel, dis hulle plek, en hulle kan ook soos 'n oopboekie kom.
So we're just going to sing a part of that last song again. I'm going to be the first one that worries for me. I'm going to stand here. So if there's anyone else want to join me, you're welcome. Who of you are older than 10? Hey, there's a few people. But Reinald has been there from the start. He's been yoking in this church, loving this church, serving in this church. He's been an elder for the past, I think, year and a half or so. And I just feel it's a privilege to have a man of God like he's in our midst, someone that really is obedient, someone that really knows the word. Reinald, you've been a blessing to us through many seasons, and it's just awesome to give the mic to you, and to know what's on your heart, and to give you opportunity to share it in 15 minutes or so. You will know what to do with that. But Reinald, nevertheless, we honor you and we love you as a friend and a brother. Thank you for sharing this morning. Amen.
We
must be zealous for the house of God. And not the faith that and yesterday when I was also having quiet time, I just had a vision
like this morning. It's really precious. I mean, it's
I don't know if you've all watched the movie of Esther, where the king extends the scepter to say that now you can come in. I just feel so strongly in my heart. That's also what God is extending. He's extending that scepter.
It's such a privilege to honor a living God and living God, and not somebody that's dead. I just want to change mics.
The favor that you need for us as a church.
That one is a bit silent.
Ek wil ook graag net iets deel, en ek wil graag vir julle vra om sommer net saam met my te bid daaroor. Nou, soos hulle beide gesê het, ons moet die lig lewe en goed met mekaar deel. En Dinsdagoggend het Maritza aan my kantoor gekom te sê sy pa was in 'n ongeluk. Hy het seer gekry, en om vinnig net wat gebeur het, hy werk by die munisipaliteit in Mosselbaai, en daar was 'n ongeluk. Hy het van die transformers gewerk en iets is fout gegaan, die ding het ontplof, en is omtrent so 11,000 volt ontploffing met so 10 meter vlam wat blykbaar uitgekom het, en hy het baie sleg gebrand op sy hande en op sy voorarms en 'n bietjie op sy gesig, en hy 2 graadse brandwonde opgedoen, en die foto's wat ons gesien het, like rarig, kan sien is rarig bad, so, maar ons weet ook die Here se beskerming was daar gewees. Die Here het hom beskerm, want gewoonlik ouens wat in so 'n situasie is, kry 30 graadse brandwonde of baie erger. Ouens het uit die winkels gehardloop om kyk wat gebeur het, en daai tipe goed. So ons wil net vir die Here ook eer gee. Waar skoonpa baie seer gekry het, kon dit ook baie erger gewees het. En ek wil sommer net graag vir hom bid, so reg is met julle, en net vertrou vir sy genesing. Met sy hande is, weet, hy kan niks met sy hande doen nie, is blaas, alles in verbande en goed. So ek wil net graag sommer vertrou vir sy genesing ook. Here, dankie dat U God is en dat U groot is, Vader, en dat ons vanoggend kan kom staan hier so, Here, en soos ons gesing het of iemand gesê het, Here, dat ons nie 'n klip of 'n boom hoef te aanbid nie, maar vir God Almighty, Here, en ek wil verskoon paak vir die bring vanoggend waar hy in hospitale en baie seer gekry het, gebrand het, Here, en ons vertrou in Jesus se naam vanoggend, Here, dat you say in your word that by your stripes we are healed, Lord, en Here, ons vertrou net vir sy herstel en genesing, Vader God, en baie dankie, Here, dat ten spyte van dit wat gebeur het, Here, dat U nog steeds daar was, en dat ons weet, hy dien vir U, Here, en dat hy nie seerder gekry het, of dat hy nie erger is, en dankie dat sy oë nie seer gekry het, of iets nie, en dat alle eer aan U kom gee, en ons kom staan vir oggend, Here, en ons kom vertrou, Here, vir daai getuienis, dat hy volkome gaan herstel, in Jesus' naam, Amen. Baie dankie. Dan is het my voorreg om vanoggend vir ons vriend en broer Reinhold Pieterse vorentoe te roep. Reinhold is een van die ouderlinge in ons gemeente en die van julle wat al lank hier so is, soos Erns, sal weet, Reinhold was van die begin af. Shofar, ons sal 'n bietjie later in die jaar nog lekker met julle gesels daar. Shofar Stellenbosch of Shofar as beweging is hierdie jaar 21 jaar oud. Shofar Windhoek is ook 10 jaar oud. So Reinhold is een van die ouens wat saam begin het hier so, eerste was. Ek dink nie ons gaan eers probeer tel hoeveel ure hy al geserv het in hierdie kerk, hoeveel verskeidenheid van vlakke, hoeveel plekke hy dien en goed nie. En dis 'n voorreg, Reinhold, dis vir ons great om 'n man van jou kaliber hier so te hê. Ek weet hulle is dun gesaai in 'n plek soos Windhoek en ons kan net vanoggend vir jou eer, vir jou hart om te dien, waar jy partykeer nie die krag en die tyd het nie, maar jy het nog steeds doen. Ek dink jy's 'n voorbeeld vir baie van ons en wil jy vanoggend die woord gaan deel. Dankie daarvoor. Kan ek sommer vir jou bid ook?
And it's something so small and incomprehensible to
Ja, ons wil vir jou dankie sê vir Reinhold, Vader, en die broer wat hy is, vir die pilaar wat in hierdie gemeente geplant het, Vader God, Here, dankie vir sy godliness, Here, en ons wil net vir oggend vir hom en Christel en hulle gesin voor die bring, Vader God, en net vra, Here, dat waar U hulle as 'n voorbeeld voorhou, Here, en waar U hulle gebruik, Vader, bid ek die seën oor hulle, Here, die bloed van Jesus oor beskerming vir hulle gesin, Vader God, Here, dat U vir hulle gaan oplig, Vader God, dat U sal voorsien altyd, Vader, en Here, dankie net, Here, vir die man met hierdie blou oë, hierdie oë wat mens daar kyk, waar ons Jesus kan sien, Here, dankie, daar lig wat uit ons skyn vanoggend, Here, en Here, waar die woord gaan deel, Vader God, dankie, ons kan luister na 'n man wat ons weet, regtig vir U lief is, en vir U dien, en boop alles, Here, regtig gehoorsaam is aan U, in Jesus' naam, Amen.
And God divided between the light and the darkness, and God called the light day, and He called the darkness night.
Hallo man, het is lekker om Afrikaans te kan praat, ek het net een klein probleem, die is met die mic, so ek gaan net gewoon met die mic, so ons speel. Kijk wat sien werk, beter dan of dan net de technische fout is wat ek is.
And let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made an expanse and divided the waters which were under the expanse and the waters which were above the expanse. And it was so. And God called the expanse heaven. And the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered together in one place. And let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth. And He called the gathering together of the water seas, and God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth tender sprouts, seedling seed, and fruit tree producing fruit after its kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth tender sprouts, the herb yielding seed after its kind, and the tree producing fruit after its kind, whose seed was in itself. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. And God said, let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens to divide between the day and the night. Let there and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be lights in the expanse of the heavens to give light upon the earth. And was so. And God made two greater lights, the great light to rule by day and the smaller light to rule by night, and the stars also. And God set there in the expanse of the heavens to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide between light and darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. Now, if you go through this passage, you notice an interesting or strange progression of creation, because there was light on the first day of creation, but the sun, the stars, and the moon was only created on the fourth day. So where does this light come from? Where does the light come from that we see out there that needs to sustain life? And the earth was basically set in place already, and plants were generated or were created on the third day. So where does this light come from that it's supposed to sustain this? There is light. It's created on the first day. So where does it come from? And I believe it's God made himself the source of that light and life. And it is something that we even sang about it. It's awesome. You cannot comprehend this, that God made himself the source of light and life for this planet before he created the stars. Now that might sound a bit absurd. How can I say that? But there are quite several verses in the Bible that speaks of this, that speaks of God is light and life. I've got just two that I want to quote to you quickly. In Isaiah 60 from verse 19 to 20. The sun will no more be your light by day, nor the brightness of the moon give light to you, but Jehovah will be your everlasting light and your God, your glory. Your sun will no more go down, nor your moon withdraw, for Jehovah will be your everlasting light, and the days of your mourning will be at end. Then you have Revelation 22 verse 5, and there will be no night there. They need no lamp or light of the sun, for God, Lord, gives them light, and they will reign forever and ever. Now this is the only way to explain how there can be light between the first and fourth day, where there is no source that can supply this life, the light. And God himself made that source before he created the sun, the moon, and the stars. It's able to provide the life-giving source and sustenance of light that we require on earth to survive, for life to be formed. And that is something awesome to comprehend, that God can make himself more powerful than the sun, or as powerful as the sun, just to provide that life. And that is something that we cannot comprehend it. We cannot understand that type of power. It is something we as human, our human minds cannot comprehend it. And that is something that you can see here when God wants us to be in his presence. He wants us just to be who he made us to be. And we, somewhere along the line, lost that connection. We lost that life and that light that was given to us, to Adam and Eve, when they dwelled with God in the garden of Gethsemane. And it's basically in Romans 5 verse 12, where it says, therefore, just as though one man's sin entered into the world, death through sin, thus death passed to all men, because all have sinned. And because of the sin that Adam and Eve committed in the garden, all of mankind was basically thrown into darkness, into disarray, that we lost that connection with God that allows us just to know God for who he really is and what he wants for us. And we are so lost without that connection, because we sometimes just feel, God, what is going on? Where is this world going to? And it's sometimes difficult to comprehend that God, a God of love, would allow a world like this just to go on. But he is a God of love, and it was not his intention for us as people on earth to go astray or be left behind, or to just let go, just be on your own, just to allow yourself, passage, to go down. I can't find the words right now. But it's something God never intended for us to be alone or to go to hell and die and be separated from him forever and ever. Because he wants us to be with him. He wants to connect himself with us. And we see that quite clearly in Scripture, where he sent his son Jesus as the only Savior, that we, when we call his name, when we accept him into our lives, we are able to reconnect with God. Just rediscover that light that God has initially put in our hearts and our souls towards him. That he wants us to love him. He wants to love us, and he wants us to understand that love that flows towards us. And that is something that God wants to show us. And we see that in John verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and God was the Word. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not even one thing came into being that has come into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God, his name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, so that all through him might believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light That was the true light, gives light to every man coming into the world. He was not in the world was not made through him, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. There's just two verses I would like to point out here. That 1 John 1 verse 12, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. And that's the crux of what we are here about. Because God wants to call us to him, and he gave his son for us as the perfect sacrifice, just to receive him for who he is. For who he is, and just wants to reconnect with us, and wants us just to dwell in his presence, to know his purpose for us, and not just be here living a life that has no meaning, that creates a hunger in you that you can't satisfy with anything in this world. And God just wanted us, just as humans, to know this a higher purpose. There's something more to this life that we need to know, and he wants to show us that through his son. And Jesus said that we have to believe on him, and that's the only thing that we have to do. We just have to believe. It's a small gift that he gives. There's nothing we can do to receive this. There's nothing we, in our own power, our own might, can save us. For the only way to be saved is if you obey the commandments and the words and not sin. And we go further and we see in Romans 5,
the ware word van God, elke woord. Is die waarheid. Dit is nie 'n versinsel of 'n
it's not it was back. The previous verse we read.
Dit is die waarheid. En ek glo daarin. En as ek dit so glo, dan moet ek dit so verstaan.
Romans 5:12.
Waar kom die lig van?
Therefore just as one man's just as through one man sin entered into the world and death through sin, thus death passed to all men. Because all have sinned. Thus we all fall short of the glory of God. There's nothing we as humans can do, because we have sinned, we have disobeyed the commandments, we are basically guilty. And because God is righteous, he has to punish us according to those sins. And that punishment is death. And there's nothing we can do about it. And he realized this. And he didn't want us just to suffer and go to hell without any hope. And that's why he sent Jesus Christ, his only son, to be that hope. To just to be that light for us, that we are able to see what is this all about? And he came to give us that life and say, listen, I know you can't do this on your own, but if you believe in me and believe in my name and what I've done for you, you are able to receive this and receive this gift and be saved and still receive life. I'm sorry, this is a bit of a jumble, but we have 3 more minutes to go. I have about 10 more pages.
Vir jou geen skyn sal gee nie, maar die Here sal vir jou wees 'n ewige lig en jou God sal jou sieraad wees.
Now there's something about receiving Jesus into your life that is so special and so awesome, because it's a joy that you can't describe. And most of you I know have experienced that, and most of us have felt it over and over again. It's just a reconnection. It's like somebody gave you a lift, and it's like, yeah, that's amazing. And it's, you just want to dwell in that place. You just wanted to stay there. You didn't want to let go of that. I've had the experience so many times already. You just come into the presence of God. He touches your heart. And you just don't want to let go. You don't want to leave that place. You just want to stay there forever and ever. But life goes on. You need to move on. And life happens. And so many things happen in that life. But Jesus said he will be with us no matter what. And he is the one true thing that we can depend upon. Because he called us to be a light, but we cannot be a light within ourselves. Because we are prone to sin, we are prone to mistakes, and we are not able to, in our own strength, do good. And do good works that is not by selfish desires and things like that. And that is something that is very important, because the only way that we can truly live out the life we're supposed to is if we allow Jesus to live that within, allow Jesus into our hearts and live that according to what he calls us to live, and to show us how we're supposed to live, because we are called to be so much more and just to live the way that he called us to be. In John 8 verse 12, then Jesus spoke and said to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And in John 14, verse 6, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. And he is the way that we have to follow. And once we accept him into our hearts, he comes and dwells in us. He lives inside of us. And that's a choice that we do. And that's something that we experience, or that they experience this morning during prayer, that if our gates are closed, our doors are closed, we are not able to receive God's promises, his love. And it's something that we have to know, that God will never force a door open that is closed. He will always knock. And it stands in the word, he stands at the door and knock. And if you open the door, he will come in and dine with you. He will spend time with you. And you will get to know him, and he will get to know you. And you will just know what the purpose of your life is. And it's not some meaningless mistake that you think you are. There's a purpose and a plan to your life. There's something more to what this world would say you are. You are just a number in this world. But to God, you're perfect. He knows the amount of hair that is on your head. He's created you for a purpose, for some a reason that only he can comprehend. But he wants you to live within it. He wants you to take it, take hold of it. And the only way to do that is if we follow Jesus, if we accept him into our heart and just follow his example. And that is something that struck me last week when I read the newspaper. And if I cry again, excuse me, it's something that happens. Last Wednesday in the newspaper, it showed a picture of a baby girl, the body of a baby girl being taken out of the Gorjangab Dam. And it was just a shock to me. How could a mother or parent throw their baby in the water to drown and to die? And I thought, God, how can these people do this? How can you allow such a thing? How can you? And God just said, be quiet. What would you have said to that person an hour prior to what they did? What would you have said to them? How would your life have reflected my love to them? To show to them that what you are about to do is wrong. What you are about to do goes against everything that God stands for. And God challenged me and said, but what would you have said to him? I don't know the circumstances of why the baby died. I don't know what happened, but how would your life have reflected God's love to that person enough to see or to tell them, listen, what I'm about to do is wrong? Would your life have showed that, or would you have been able to tell them, listen, God loves you. God loves that baby. God wants to show you a life that's worth living, not only for you, but for that child as well. And then God challenged me even further. He said, if you met that person afterwards, now that everything is done and said, would you be able to go to that person and give them a hug and say, God loves you? What would Jesus do? How would he approach that person? No matter the sin, sin is sin, no matter how big or small. If God comes to you and say, listen, open your heart, and I will forgive you all your sins. I will forgive you all your trespasses. If you believe in me and confess with your mouth that you believe in me and that you confess your sins to me, I will forgive them. There's still consequences, because somebody cannot do something like that and just walk away. There's consequences to what we do in this life. And if you do not have God, and you walk and live with those consequences, it is something that will destroy you. It is something that we as Christians know too well. We follow this word because it is something that is written in our hearts. In James 2 verse 26 it says, a body that is without spirit is dead, so too is faith without works also dead. If you cannot practice what you read, if you cannot do what you see in this word, it is useless to you. And it is something that God comes to give to us. It's a gift of life, a gift of light that shines within us. And there's something that we cannot hide away. There's something that we must still allow to shine through us and live out. And it must not just shine, it must show in our actions, it must show in our words. So how do we get practical about this? We've got three outreaches this year. One to the south, one to the north, and one international outreach, either Botswana, Angola. We have not decided yet, but You want to get practical? Go on our outreach.
Hy het nie gesondig nie. En sy ouers ook nie.
You want to get even more practical? We're going to have local outreaches here in Windhoek. We're going to start Cederhof area. We're going to go door to door. Just to spread the word. Not because we're arrogant, not because of this or that, but because God has given us a love that blows us away. And I'm not here to condemn you, I'm here to challenge you. You cannot hide the light that you have inside of you, because the world out there, that light is life, love, and it's something that the world is desperate for, but they don't know how to get it. And if we remain quiet, we shut our doors and keep the light inside and only to ourselves, it helps nobody. It does not help us, it does not help them. And it's something that we have to realize, that we have to go out. I mean, it's a challenge. I for one, am an introvert. I just standing here, it's a miracle. Bringing the word to you is something of God. It's not of me. I would not be able to do this on my own. I would rather sit there at the back and help with the technical stuff and be in the shadows. But God has called me to bring a word. And it's now very short and sweet. I'm already 5 minutes over, but it's something that God has laid in my heart that we have to embrace. We have to live out that light. We have to take up a challenge and go do evangelism. It's difficult. For me, it's extremely difficult. For some people, it's easier, but it's still difficult. But they still do it because they know that God comes through them. And the more they do it, the more they realize that it depends on God and not upon what they are, who they are. It just requires their their obedience. They just have to step out and say, God, I'm willing. I don't want to stand there and hide away, hide your love that you've given me. I just want to go. You don't have to be a preacher. You don't have to know 1,000 verses out of the Bible, out of your head, to go and evangelize people. You can just say, God loves me. And He wants to love you. He wants to show you a life that has meaning and purpose and is not empty and void of anything that you think you know. God just wants to touch people's hearts. And He wants to do it through us, because there's no plan B or C. We're it. We're plan A. Fred loves to say this. There is no secondary plan. There's no backup plan. If we don't go out into the world to bring the word to the people, it's not going to go.
But it isn't net so eenvoudig.
And it's a challenge to us not to sit here and wait. I mean, I'm not challenging you. I'm challenging me as well. Because I would love to stay at home on Saturdays and not go for outreaches. But we must. The world needs to be reached, and that picture, I'm going to post it somewhere for me to realize that there's a world out there that's desperate for God, and that needs to know His love, and needs to know His purpose. For if people just go on doing that, what will this world go to? And people do not comprehend what they do. Even for me as a Christian, sometimes I make huge mistakes. But then you go to God and say, God, I messed up. Forgive me, please. Show me how not to repeat this. And next day I repeat it. And the next day I repeat it. And God is not angry at us. He's not a father that says, you did it again, now go stand in the corner. He's patient, beyond understanding. His grace is sufficient for all our needs. And it's something that we must realize. It's not who we are. It's the God that lives within us that allows us to do the things that we do. It's not what we think we can do, it's what God allows us to do. And we have to be obedient to that. And we need to be a light to the world that they can actually see that and understand that and know that we love God and God loves us. Can everybody just please stand with me? Just want to close off in prayer. Father God, I just want to come this morning, Lord, and each and every word that I spoke, Father, that it resounds in people's hearts, Father, and that it touched something in their hearts, Lord God. I know it was very short and very rushed, Lord, but I apologize for that, God. But I just ask, Lord, the points that you made, Father, that will have touched people's hearts and minds, Lord God. And will change the insides, Lord God. It will challenge them, Lord, not only to think about you, Father, as God, but ek is een introvert.
As your disciples as well, Father, we are upon this earth for a reason and a purpose, Lord, and that primary reason is to live out your love and take it to the world so that they might know it as well, Lord God, because if we don't know it, who will do it, Lord God? You've not put a backup plan in place, Lord God. You've relied on us to do everything or nothing. And if it's nothing, Lord, this world will descend into darkness so deep and so dark that it will be terrible to stay here, Lord. But you are here upon this earth, Lord God, in our hearts, in our midst, Lord, that your Holy Spirit guide us, Father. We want to be where you are, Lord God. We want to do what you call us to do, Lord, and not be bound by what we think of ourselves, Lord, and be limited by our own misconceptions of our self-image, Lord God, but that we be built up by your love, Lord God, to show us, Lord, how you see us, Lord, and stand upon that word, Lord, and not allow the enemy to come in and say anything else, or allow the people, our friends and colleagues, or anybody around us, Lord, to tell us any different, Father, because your word is truth and absolute truth, and your word is power, Lord, and we just want to rely upon that power, Lord, to build us up and to guide us. We thank you, Lord, for your love and your amazing grace that you've sent your Son to die upon a cross for us, Lord. And whenever we call upon his name, we will be saved, Lord. And where we walk with you, Lord God, where we do the works that you've called us to do, Lord God, there you are with us, Lord, guiding us, giving us just the necessary love and preparation, Father. And we thank you for that. We ask that you will just show our hearts, Lord, where we've erred, Lord God, where we must step out in faith, Lord, and say, use me, God. I don't know how, but it's your will, Lord. Let your will be done, Father. I just thank you, Lord, for that faith that will rise up in people's hearts and minds, Lord God. And as you guide us as a church, Lord, as individuals, Lord, that we are able, Lord, to go out into the city and make a difference, Lord. Invite people, Lord. Those empty chairs there, Lord, they must be filled with people that hunger for you, that wants to know you, Lord. And we just ask, Lord, that you give us divine appointments, Lord God, that you show us divine people that you want to meet, Lord God, that is ready, that is hungry, Lord God, not people that's stingy or difficult or anything, Lord God, but people that's hearts are open and hungry for you, Father. And just as we say the word, Lord God, you do the rest, Father. You do the work through us, Lord. Because in ourselves, Lord, we cannot do what you've called us to do. It's only through your love and your power that we are able to respond and make a difference and change this world.
What's in your life so gewijs het, what hulle gaan doen is verkeerd? Hoe sterks kan jou
lach? I just want to say, if there's anybody that you've not experienced this hope, you've not experienced this life and this light of God, and you want to, there's a hunger in you that you're desperate to fill, there's something in you that says there has to be more to this world, this can't be the it, there must be more, Lord. I just want to invite you to the front. I just want you to introduce you to Jesus, who is the light in my life, the life of my life, who showed me how to walk this life.
Wat gaan jy vir daai persoon sê na die tyd? Gaan jy jou arms
oop? That is you. I just want to extend this invitation. It's not to put you on the spot, but I want you to step out of the place where you're standing right now and just come to the front. Don't look to the person next to you. It's just for you. And you feel that tug in your heart. You just feel something is calling you. I just want you to come to the front. If you're afraid, take somebody's hand and say, come with me.
En is iets wat ek jou mee wil uitdaag.
And there's some other people I want to invite as well. If you're terrified of people wanting to share your testimony, you think your testimony is not worth it, and just have this fear inside of you that you feel, oh, I can't do this, I have to run away or something, I just want to invite you as well. I just want to pray for you and just address that unrealistic fear. It is not of God. God would not place that fear inside of you. And if you experience that fear, I just want to invite you and say, listen, we want to pray for you and just pray for you that you can hear from God to really know and understand how he's called you, why he's called you, what he wants to do with you. We must not hide out what we have from the world. It's important that they see it.
I'd
just like to thank you and bless you. I hope you have a wonderful week.
I
pray that you will take to heart what I've said. And that God has touched your heart with the words I've spoken. And only that what is from him will remain with you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Hi. I really believe that God has placed on my heart and in my spirit that there were people. And I really would like to
begin om net in Windhoek evangelisasie werk te doen. Wat ons hier in syde rol van rondloop van deur tot deur en sê, hoorie, ken jy vir God? Ken jy die lig van die lewe wat vir jou lewe kan bring? Dis nie om snaaks te wees of dis om net om die waarheid te sê, hoorie. Ons lewe in 'n land, in 'n wêreld waar duisternis oorweldigend is en wat mense vergaan en doodgaan en dinge doen wat ons nie kan beskryf nie, nie eers aan kan dink nie. En dit is iets wat ons moet nastrewe om regtig waar te doen wat God van ons vra. Soos ek jou uitgedaag het vandag en hartseer gemaak het, is nie my plan nie. Want God is daai lig. God is daai hoop. Jesus is daai hoop wat in ons kom vestig is, wat vir ons lewe kom gee en lewe in oorvloed. En nie net sê, hoor, julle is aan julleself oorgelaat nie. Hy lewe in ons. Hy gee vir ons daai reg en daai voorreg om sy naam te dra, om sy lig te dra, om die lig te wees vir mense wat hom nie ken nie. En hoe kan ons anders as om hom te volg, om gehoorsaam te wees? So as jy net vir een uitreik die jaar gaan, in Windhoek, jy hoef nie eers te gaan op 'n uitreik na die suide of die noorde of internasionaal nie. Net een uitreik. Dis al waarmee ek jou uitdag, net een. Volgende jaar miskien twee. Maar begin. Begin by jou werk, regtig getuig van wie jy is en wat jy is in jou en wat jy in jou hart dra. En moet dit toe om wegsteek nie. Wat ek ook maar baie keer onskuldig is, wat ek dink jy seer, ek het daai geleentheid gemis. Hierdie ou het 'n pront uitvraag oor u gevra en ek het nie geantwoord nie. En dis iets wat ek mee moet saamlewe en saamdra. Dit is iets wat ek voor, wat God eendag vir my gaan vra, wat van daai persoon? En ek moet sê, ek skuldig, Here, vergewe my. Maar hy is genadig, hy verag ons nie en verwerp ons nie, omdat ons een fout gemaak het. Hy bly vir ons lief en sê, jy is perfek, ek maak jou, ek vorm jou. Luister net na my stem, luister. En dit is daai liefde wat ons nie kan weerstaan nie, wat ons nie kan verduidelik nie, maar wat ons kan uitleef en sê, ons is lief vir jou. En dit is iets wat God wil hê ons moet doen. Ek wil net vra dat ons almal gou staan met ons oë toe maak, asseblief. Ag Heer, ons kom vandag en Heer, ons kan net bely, Vader, dat ons lig is soms so versteek, Heer, dat mense sukkel om te sien, Vader, dat mense wat ons jare lank ken, weet nie dat die lig in ons bly nie, Vader. En ek vra dat U ons harte sal oopmaak, Vader, ons deure sal oopmaak, Vader, om daai lig wat U in ons skyn, Vader, weet kan reflekteer, Heer, soos 'n spieël. Om mense se lewens aan te raak, om te wys, Here, daar's 'n verskil. Daar's 'n ander manier wat ons kan lewe. Ons hoef nie in hierdie wêreld gelyk te word nie, Vader. U het gekom en U seun gestuur om vir ons weg te gee, Vader, om uit te kom uit hierdie siklus, Vader, van sonde, verval en dood. Here, ek vra dat U ons harte sal oopmaak, Vader, om te sien die nood waar dit verkeer is. Vader, waar mense in nood verkeer. Heer, en daarin toe te kan stap en een hand uit te steek, Vader, en te sê, kan ek help? Kan ek jou bystaan? Kan ek jou vertel van die lig wat in my lewe, wat verseker vir jou 'n verskil kan maak? Heer, ons loof U en dank U net vir daai genade, daai liefde, onbeskryflik groot, en die lig wat U vir ons gee, daai kosbare lig wat ons moet dra, Vader. En ons vra, Heer, dat U vir ons sal wys, Vader, om my lig oor te dra en uit te leef in die mense rondom ons. Waar ons as kerk Shofar Windhoek, Vader, 'n verskil kan maak in Windhoek en die res van Namibië en die res van Afrika en die wêreld, Vader. Wat ons nie hoef bang te wees of te dink ons het nie genoeg nie. Ons kort nog meer, ons het meer verse nodig, ons het meer Bybelskool nodig. Ons sukkel nog met sonde in ons lewens, Here. Hoe kan ons vir iemand anders van U vertel as ons nog self daardeur worstel? Maar Here, vra net of jy gewillig is. Gewillig om gehoorsaam te wees aan sy woord en sy lig wat hy vir jou gee om uit te dra. En soos dat ek vanoggend gepreek het en die woord vir jy gebring het, as jy net gevoel het, Jesus, Here, ek sukkel om daai lig uit te dra. Ek sukkel om daai lig wat U vir my gegee het oop te maak en vir die wêreld te wys wat in my sit, wat in my skyn. Ek bedoel nie om jou te oordeel nie, maar
daar moet iets wees wat jou verhinder om daai lig vir die wêreld te wys. Daar's iets wat keer dat jy die liefde van God in die mense rondom jou oordra. As dit jy is wat net daai skuld gevoel het, vra ek net jou hand kan opsteek. En as daar mense is wat voel, maar jy's God het my geroep om evangelist te wees, maar ek sukkel met vrees vir mense. Ek kon net vra dat jy jou hand sal opsteek en sê vandag vir God, Here, ek wil uitgaan en die woord verkondig vir die mense wat dit nodig het. As dit jy is, steek net jou hand op en wys vir God, dis wat jy wil doen. En dan amper die belangrikste van die hele dag, is daar nog iemand hier so is, wat jy weet jy lewe nog in die donker wêreld. Jy lewe in 'n plek waar daar geen hoop of geen lewe is nie. Dit wat jy in jou voel, daar's 'n honger in jou wat nie gestil wil word nie. Daar's iets in jou wat jy na soek, maar jy kan dit nie verduidelik nie. Ek kan nou vir jou sê dis die liefde van God. En Jesus is hier vandag om jou te ontmoet en vir jou te wys waar sy lewe is en hoe lief hy vir jou het. En as jy nog nie vir Jesus as jou persoonlike saligmaker aanvaar het, dan wil ek vra dat jy nou jou hand sal opsteek. En net vir hom sê, God, hier is ek. Dis wie ek is. Ek wil u ken, ek wil lewe hê. En ek wil dit nie op nuut maak, Here. Ek sê net vir julle dankie, die mense wat hulle hande opgesteek het. Dat julle net vorentoe kan kom, dat ons vir julle kan bid. En net regtig saam met julle kan pleit vir God, om julle harte oop te maak en vir julle te wys. As daar enige ander gebede is, ons is nog hier voor, ons is meer as bereid om saam met julle te bid. En hierdie woord wat ek gebring het, is nie om julle skuldig te laat voel nie, maar om julle wakker te maak. En as jy skuldig voel en skaam voel vir iets, kom, laat ons vir jou bid, want dit is iets van nie van God af is. God sal jou nie laat skuldig voel en skaam voel nie, hy wil vir jou empower, is nou die Engelse woord wat ek nou vir jou wil gee. So as daar enige vrees enig iets in daardie aspek is, dan kom vorentoe dat ons vir jou bid. Dit is nie waarmee ons jou wil huis toe stuur vandag nie. Ek vra God se rykste seën oor julle en vir die week wat voorlê. En ons gaan net gou hier so nooit nie.
Ek wil maar net Ranald se woord bevestig. Vroeger toe ons sit, sien nou, ek het in wou nie kom nie, want ek gedink gaan huil. Maar vroeger het ek regtig gevoel God druk op my om vorentoe te kom en te sê. Maar ag, tog, ek kan nie believe het. Maar ek was te skaam, want ek was baie, ek wou net dit huil. Maar ja, net ek het heel het gevoel hoe hy sê ons is die lig van die wêreld en ons kan nie onder 'n lampstand wees nie. Ons is met op 'n lampstand. Ons moet op het wees. En ek het net hierdie gevoel gekry van sjoe, dit is so 'n verantwoordelikheid en so 'n voorreg dat ons die lig van die wêreld is. En die ander ding, en dat die week ook met my gepraat daaroor en net die feit dat jy hoef niks te doen. Jy moet al daai dinge doen, maar dit is klaar in jou. Jy hoef regtig nie meer te bid of jy hoef niks meer te doen nie. Die lig is klaar in jou. En dis jou verantwoordelikheid om net te skyn en dit is amazing. En dis dikwels soos ja, dis wat my terughoud van om die lig te skyn is net dis vrees en angstigheid en sulke goed. En eintlik as ons net God vertrou dat hy God is en dat hy sure hy in beheer is, dan al wat jy hoef te doen is dan skyn.
So, baie dankie vir julle tyd. Julle kan meer 'n bietjie koffie en tee agter geniet en moenie net weghardloop nie. Ek sal graag vir julle wil ontmoet en met julle gesels. Julle mag met julle baie lekker dag hê en ons sien julle weer volgende week. Amen.
Our special media team created a very smart journal to mark our 21 years together, and we'd love for you to use it to mark the road you'll be traveling this year. There are beautiful pages designed to make you think, to inspire you, to equip you. But there are many more blank pages in between, waiting to have your story with Christ.